Well, unfortunately, that's almost all we have time for in this episode. But first, picture a UK-based travelling neurologist who, whilst preparing for patient duties, dons his best Del Monte-type beige suit and steps into a Calcutta taxi. Safety conscious, he duly straps himself in, only to discover the seatbelt is covered in black sooty grub. So he swaps his dirty suit for scrubs at the hospital. On our way back to the hospital that evening, no taxis are available. But behold, a kind Neuroscience Institute Kolkata ambulance man offers to drop us off. Dr. Mark Cunningham and Dr. Mark Baker from Newcastle University explain the explosive incident that had me laid up on a stretcher with a scrubbed up attending doctor on our way home.
Well, we were effectively blue-lated through the rush hour of Kolkata by one of the ambulances from the Institute of Neuroscience due to an urgent medical emergency, which I'm sure my clinically qualified colleague, Dr. Baker, can expand on a little bit more.
I think there's an important bit of background here, and that is we are day four into our visit to Kolkata, and every one of our party has come down with gastroenteritis. The person holding the microphone at the moment has come down particularly badly. And just at the moment we hit a solid wall of traffic in Calcutta, which is a difficult place to progress through at the best of times, driver Judy turned on the siren, sensing that the back of his ambulance might be imminently soiled. And miraculously, we made it a half-hour journey into a five-minute dash for the toilet. Is there anything you want to add to that, Dr. Cunningham?
No, I think that's an excellent synopsis of the recent medical emergency.
Not so much English patient, but English impatient.
And the sirens really did help us get back very swiftly so that I could visit the toilet. What exactly was going on in my gut and in my immune system to cause this a rapid evacuation and a rapid transportation back to the hostel?
My guess is that we have all picked up some kind of norovirus. Your gastric mucosa has presumably been hijacked by the viral pathogen. You're not absorbing the water. It's got to come out somewhere.
Well, that's all we have time for in this episode, unfortunately. But join us next month, where we'll be hearing from the two Marks, finding out how human brain tissue is being kept alive in a Petri dish. We'll discover new treatments on the horizon for epilepsy and motor diseases, and we'll be hearing more from Robinson Gupta on exactly how one goes about setting up a hospital. Thanks to all those who featured in the programme. See you next month to open our minds.